You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Josh is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Meredith that he recently went on a date with. We're going to call her pretty soon and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him. But first, Josh, how long has it been since you heard from Meredith?
It's been about a week.
Yeah, that's usually a sign. So how did you meet Meredith? Can you tell us about the date?
We met at a club. She was with her friends, and I saw her coming off the dance floor, and I just knew I wanted to talk to her. She was absolutely gorgeous, and, she was with some of her friends. I was with some of my friends, and we ended up just sitting at the bar and talking all night. It was great.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So was that the date?
We were... My friends left and we were leaving the club, and she said she lived close by. So, I went home with her and we had a super great night.
Oh,
so that part okay. Was the date. So did you guys like hook up? What? I don't know. What base did you get to?
The way you said that. It was funny.
We did. We were kissing and it just happened, and it was just a great night.
Okay. You obviously don't want to spill too many of the deets.
Which is respectable.
But could that have been all she was looking for? Just like a quick hookup?
I hope not. You know, I thought we had a really good connection. You know, I mean, she was, you know, obviously gorgeous, like model hot. And I just thought we had a great conversation. And, she was one of those people that kind of knows everything about everything, and that just, you know, kind of turned me on even more.
Okay. All right. So why do you think she might be ghosting you then?
You know, honestly, I think it might be because we slept together so quickly, you know, and maybe she did just want a one night stand and that was it. You know, I've had a few of those and they are what they are. But she was just more than that to me. So I don't like that I'm getting ghosted.
Did you feel like she was into it too? Like, was there ever a moment where you started to feel like maybe she was pulling away?
I don't think so. I thought we had a great night, you know, and I think the fact that she hooked up with me, I mean, I was feeling like everything was going well.
And maybe she thought you were only interested in one night stand.
Maybe it just wasn't good. I'm sorry. First times are always awkward for people, so it's not a testament to your ability.
First times are usually not that good.
Right.
I'm obviously hoping it's not that. Could it be?
That's why no matter how long I'm with someone, I'm always like, let's pretend like it's our first time. So that if it's bad, I can be like, it was our first time.
That's so not funny.
Beautiful logic.
Yeah. What are you talking about? We were pretending to be it's our first time. That's why.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Josh. We'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. We'll get your first date follow-up next. The Jubal Show.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right in the middle of the First Date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Josh is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Meredith. We're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Josh, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Meredith?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great date. I met her at the club. We talked at the bar all night and, you know, we actually ended up hooking up. And I think that actually might be why she's ghosting me, is because we hooked up so quickly. But I had a great night and it's been over a week. So I'm really hoping you guys can figure this out.
Ready for us to call her?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Meredith, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Meredith, how are you? My name is Jubal. I'm calling from a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Meredith. The whole show's here.
Hi.
My name's Nina.
No way.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi, yeah, I know you guys.
Sweet. Aww. We did get an email about you from a guy named Josh.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we do the first date follow-up where if you go out on a date with someone and then you ghost them, that person can have us get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting. Josh says he's been trying to get a hold of you for like a week and you haven't gotten back to him.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling us why?
So that night that we met, it was pretty good. You know, he seemed really nice and he actually listened instead of just like waiting to talk, you know, next thing, you know,
yeah.
And he's really hot. And so, you know, I kind of just decided that I wanted to take him home. I, I don't do that a whole lot, but it just seemed kind of right. Like we clicked really well. And when we were walking home, you know, we were still getting to know each other, but the chemistry was there. And so, you know, I wanted to get him home. You know what I mean?
okay.
it was hot. And, you know, when we got to my place, you know, we kind of just got right to it, you know, but you know, as soon as my clothes were off, you know, I was like, I want to take a quick shower because I was just dancing all night and I felt, you know, gross. So I just, you know, I wanted to shower first mm-hmm. really quickly. You know, he said that didn't matter and suggested I didn't shower because it's hotter, but you know, I wasn't comfortable with that. So
okay.
I went and showered and after I got out, you know, we got to it and it was great. Every second of it was great.
Oh.
But then, you know, we talked for a bit after and I mentioned that I had to be up early the next day. And so I went to the bathroom really quickly before he left, you know, while he was getting dressed, and then I let him out. And after he left, I was picking up around my place and I could not find my panties. I knew they should have been there because there was a whole thing. It was just a thing. It was a thing with him. And you know, they should have been there because
you think he took them?
There was a lot of smelling involved.
Oh.
He smelled them?
Yeah. You know, in the moment it was hot, but you know, I don't ever want to kink shame anyone. That's not the problem. The problem is that I know he took them and he didn't ask me. That is gross and weird and violating.
But had he asked you, would you have been okay with it?
Honestly, I probably would have. You know, I may have been open to the idea, or maybe I would. Maybe I would have said no. That's something that I feel like I'd have to go on in the moment, but that doesn't really matter because he didn't ask, so.
Okay. Well, thank you for being honest, Meredith. I appreciate that. But also, Josh is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, I forgot about that part for a second.
Yeah. Josh, are you still there?
Yeah. Hey, Meredith.
Hi.
Well, I didn't take them. And I definitely don't remember being that creepy and smelling you. So I don't know why you're saying that.
Wow. I don't believe you. And it's kind of messed up if that's your thing. Like, you took my underwear without asking for permission. So I just don't know that I could trust you if we went on another date.
I don't know what to tell you because I did not take your underwear. And I'm really sorry. I mean, I want a second date, but I didn't take them. I promise that you can trust me. And, you know, if I ever wanted to do that, I would ask you.
It's just a little weird to me that you seemed really interested in them earlier in the night. And then all of a sudden they were gone.
Well, they've got to be somewhere in your house. I promise I didn't take them. I mean, they've got to be somewhere that you just haven't checked. I don't have them.
I mean, I've looked everywhere I can imagine. And I think I know my house pretty well.
Well, is there anyone at your house that could have taken them, or did anyone come over? I mean, I'm not accusing you of hooking up with someone, but I mean, could someone else have taken them?
In the last week? No, I haven't had anyone else come over that would take my underwear.
Do you have a pet?
I don't have any pets. I grew up with dogs. I know that's something they do, but I don't have any pets right now.
Okay.
Josh, you promised you did not take her underwear.
I promise I did not take her underwear.
So if we sent the underwear police to your house, they wouldn't find anything?
We have their number.
No, I don't think the underwear police would find anything. Meredith, you can come over to my place right now. You can check the underwear I'm wearing. You can check every drawer, every cabinet. I promise you I do not have them. I just want a second date.
Meredith, would you like to go out with Josh again on another date? We'll pay for it.
I really want to, Josh. I just don't know how you would prove to me that you didn't take them.
Well, can I just buy you some new ones?
Girl, you got to say yes. You get free panties out of this.
We'll pay for it and free underwear.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
We'll give it another try and just, you know, don't take any of my other underwear.
Josh, new underwear for the win.
Do you agree to keep your greedy mitts off of her underwear?
Oh my God, I definitely agree. I'm just so excited. Thank you, Meredith. Yep.
Congratulations, Josh. You got another date.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.